T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's been a lot of forced throws. He's gotten away with a lot of plays. I think you look at some of the plays under pressure, trying to force the ball to Antonio Brown, and then just overall inaccuracies that we're going to give negative grades throughout the game. But they get into two-minute mode late in the game, and he's chewing up yards. And so you look at the box score after the game, it says threw for a ton of yards. He has this many touchdowns, hardly any picks, and it's just not telling the right story.
That's Zach Robinson from Pro Football Focus. And he's talking about Ben Roethlisberger, who, despite having some of the best numbers of his career, he's on pace for 5,000 yards passing, which would put him in rarefied air. He's on pace to throw 35 touchdown passes, and that would be a career high. Pro Football Focus says he's one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. They've got him rated. They rate 36 quarterbacks. He is 31st. According to their analysis, they said you got to go deeper than the box score on this guy. And when you dig deep, he hasn't been good. Do you agree with that, Chris?
I do. I don't know if I'd put him quite that low, but I wouldn't put him that far off of it either. That rang true to me. Everything that was said there rang true. And Pro Football Focus is funny. I subscribe to it, full disclosure. But it's funny because it's one of those sites that with their methodology and with their relative newness on the block, you will see Steelers fans, when something like this comes out, probably rally in mass to say, PFF is full of it. This is crap. And then when there's something positive that comes out,
like this from Ed Bouchette this week, James Conner leads the league with 32 missed tackles forced, according to Pro Football Focus, including 12 on Sunday.
Those people say, see, James Conner is as good as Le'Veon Bell. Bell's never done something like that. It is I think the site does very good work, and I respect what their people do and what the mission statement is there. So I would hope that fans that would rush to say, look at how great James Conner is, Pro Football Focus said so, would maybe be willing to say, huh, perhaps Ben Roethlisberger hasn't been that good this year. Pro Football Focus seems to have his number. Look at some of these numbers that they throw out there. He's completed just 8 of 30 deep attempts, which is 20 or more yards downfield. He is 28th of 33 in their adjusted completion percentage in terms of qualified quarterbacks, okay? He's attempting those big plays at the 8th highest rate in the league. And about the only good thing they could say in this, it was a Ben Cooper write-up on Pro Football Focus, was that a stunningly high percentage of his completed deep balls end up as touchdowns. Nothing that I've seen, my eyes have shown me. And I subscribe to the Game Pass stuff so I can watch the coaches film and see it from all the angles. Nothing has shown me that this is a guy with his usual sharpness as
a
quarterback.
He's also on pace for 19 interceptions, which would be the most since that disastrous 2006 season when he came back from the motorcycle
crash, yeah.
Accident and everything.
Rings true to me.
I'm going to give you more info from them. 8 throws deemed turnover worthy. So that's like a dropped interception. It's a clear pick six. The guy drops it. It goes down in the box score as an incompletion, but it's really a cringe-worthy throw.
And those are out of sight, out of mind plays when people are evaluating 2 days after
8
the game.
8 throws deemed turnover worthy. That is the second most in the NFL.
How about negatively graded throws, right? Which is nebulous, but I mean, I think we all know a crappy
not
throw.
Not on the money,
yeah,
inaccurate throws.
Third highest rate of negatively graded throws at 19.5%. Trailing only, and this is the damning thing, rookies Josh Allen and Sam Darnold.
Okay, so here's going to be the question I throw out there. You've got the box score numbers for Ben, which are good. He's third in the league in passing yards. He's up there in touchdowns. He's on pace for
good
35.
Good fantasy quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. I've got him in my fantasy league. He's been fine. So you've got that, and then you've got the Pro Football Focus crowd who says, actually, if you just break down the film, he's been one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL. So here's the question, and this is a question that we can get good answers on because our audience watches Ben Roethlisberger closer than any other fan base in football. Is he having a good season? Just a very direct question with a yes or no answer. Is Ben Roethlisberger having a good year? What do your eyes tell you? If he's having a good season, why? If he's having a bad season, tell us why you feel that way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.